We'll move on to part three. So now I'm going to show you a picture. Mm-hmm. Please describe what you can see. You have 30 seconds.
Okay, so we are at the airport. These passengers are going through the security checks at the airport. The hand luggages are going through the x-ray machines. Then they're also being they're going through some body search, so we're going through the metal detectors. So we have here some security officers working. In the background we can see an EasyJet check-in desk or some kind of stand, I don't know. A lot of people in the back waiting in the line to go through all these security checks. So it looks like a normal day at the airport and everything looks calm. No major problems.
Okay, thanks. Now look at the second picture. I'd like to ask you some questions about picture B. What do you think this machine is for?
So it's a full body scan. I believe it's like the state of the art in security checks in aviation.
And what's the woman doing?
The woman is just standing there and going through the x-ray check.
If the woman has a prohibited item, what will happen next?
She will probably be taken away to a private office and she will have to give all those prohibited items away if she wants to continue and fly.
Okay, thanks. Now, both pictures show airport security. What is different about the two situations?
Just the type of machines.
And is anything the same about them?
The same? Well, they are related with security in aviation.
In your opinion, which situation is better for aviation security?
Honestly, I believe both of them are good.
Okay, thank you. Now let's consider aviation security in general. What can cause a security alert?
Security alert. So if a passenger has a prohibited item, as we mentioned before, what else? If there is a phone call saying there is a bomb threat on board, if a passenger looks suspicious by any way, like behavior or looking anxious, security in aviation.
Go on.
If you have an unruly passenger, it can also jeopardize security. In this case, on board.
What do you mean by unruly?
Well, someone who is being unfriendly or rude to the cabin crew, for example, or even arguing with another passenger.
Have you ever experienced something like that in your flights?
Unruly passenger, once in a while we experience those type of situations.
What happened?
It was a really difficult situation to manage, and it was in a situation that we even had air marshals on board, and things got really bad. And in fact, in the end, there was someone who got badly injured, and when we landed, that person was taken to the hospital and he died.
Okay, do you think air marshals are needed on flights?
Well, according to this experience, I don't think so.
Why not?
Because the situation was worse because they didn't handle it in the best way. Sometimes cabin crew handled this type of situations in a more smooth way.
Okay. What are the procedures if a flight crew finds an explosive device on board?
So the cabin crew have to report it immediately to the captain, and the captain declares full emergency and asks to...
Sorry, can you say that again?
The captain asks to declare full emergency and asks to a priority for landing.
Okay. If there is a bomb threat to a plane en route, what might a tower controller need to do to prepare things on the ground?
So the tower needs to inform emergency services on grounds and needs to deviate all the other flights to the alternates.
Why is that important?
To leave a safe pathway for the plane that needs to land.
Okay. What would you say to passengers who are worried about increases in terrorism in aviation?
Well, what I would tell them, I don't think they need to worry about it that much. Everything is taken care of. So we have all those security checks, all those security machines that reduce the danger.
Do you have these machines you talked about earlier at your airports in Portugal?
I don't think so. So those machines, I believe, we only have them probably in the States. So until now.
So should passengers worry about that, for example? They don't have the latest technology at the airports.
I don't think so. Well, because in Europe we don't have that feeling like in the States where everything has happened.
Okay, thank you very much. That's the end of the test.